Okay, just a couple of quick points before we go back into try to finish up with Basar Taiba. And again, start already from the, you know, try to go through the first half, because I want to just make the point quickly about the, you know, Al Taras HaKodesh, and the line of the Gemara in Beis Amid Beis. And again, look at the Pirush Mishnayos, and that, I think we mentioned, why Chulin is in Kadshim, and if you get a chance, also the Meiri's comment in the beginning of the Masechta also, just historical reasons, how where Chulin was put, you know, in the time of the Gonim. But start with that, and we still have a little bit to finish before we get there, but hopefully in the next couple of days. I mentioned the other day, we were talking about whether bracha is ma'keves, so I mentioned Rashi Shita in Parshas Kisavo, v'lo shachafti milavarechacha. And I incorrectly stated that the Ramban takes issue with that particular Rashi. Yes, the Ramban is the only one who, Ramban doesn't comment on that, but the Mefarshe Rashi and some of the other, all the, a lot of the other Mefarshim, there's basically two schools. Are those who understood that Rashi meant that the bracha in Hafrashas Tribus Maitris is Ma'akev or Ma'keves, and they're the ones who take issue with Rashi. And then there are the Mefarshim who say that he just, you know, couldn't have meant it, you know, for the same reason, basically. Namely that brachos are not ma'akvos, and they interpret that Rashi didn't mean the birchas ha-mitzvah, he meant some sort of expression of bakar satov. There is a Ramban, the Ramban actually is intriguing, and that's Ramban at the end of Shoresh Ches, where he does make reference to this issue. Again, he's talking about this pasuk at length, which he does also in the Pesach al Torah, but a different way. Lochalti ba'oni mimenu, lochalti mimenu betame. And again, discussing whether or not that should be counted in the mitzvos, and whether or not you get malchus for it. So here's again a well-known comment on the Ramban. The chaim b'shlilus lochalti ba'oni mimenu, lo nasati mimenu lemeis, ein b'hem malchus, v'lo amr mi'olam b'lokeach rather, Ksus v'kelim, bein l'chai bein l'meis, because of Meiser, eli yochal kenegdam. Bein karnechul pater. Then he says in the end, these are the final words in Shoresh Ches, v'chein darshu bazesh shlilus acher, amru, according to Mishnah Meiser, sheini, v'lo shachachti v'lo haskir shimcha alav. And actually he does actually interpret like Rashi here, v'adavar yadua shim hifrish v'lo birech ein alokeh the ina over balav afapisha sholel nafsho mizet. So actually, the Ramban actually sounds like he might, you know, consider the possibility that this does refer to the bracha, just that it's not ma'akev and it doesn't trigger any kind of malchus, even though it is a lost opportunity. So that would be pretty sensational. But I was going to look again because a couple of you mentioned to me the idea again that there would be brachos daraisa. Again, typically we think pretty much it's birchas hamazon. There are some people who think hamotzi might be you know, daraisa. Of course, the Ramban himself you know, thinks that birchas haTorah is daraisa, but that's certainly on the shevach b'hodah side. He doesn't say exactly what this bracha would be in terms of hafrasha. Maybe it also would be a bracha of Shevach v'Hodah, and it's connected to Vidui Maestros, the fact that the Torah has, you know, special recitations for Mikra Bikurim and for Vidui Maestros, you know, may, you know, show that they have, you know, a special status, and either in terms of the mitzvah or maybe in terms of Shevach v'Hodah. Again, I think Yom HaTzmaut, I was suggesting, as I have in the past, but applying it to some different issues, that, you know, Mikra Bikurim or Bikurim is, according to the Ramban in particular, and maybe others as well, is about Hakaras HaTov and Shevach for Eretz Yisrael itself. It's not just, you know, Shivas Haminim, and it's not just the framework of Eretz Yisrael, and then the Mikra Bikurim is connected to that. So the idea that, and we mentioned that, you know, the Ramban's comment in Sefer HaMitzvos, that, you know, Mikra Bikurim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Birchas HaTorah, that's his comment in Birchas HaTorah, that all three of those are similar. So the idea that in Vidui Maestros, again, that the Lo Shachachti Milavarechacha, he definitely thinks it refers to a bracha, just that it's not doesn't trigger Malkus and it's not Ma'akev. So again, that comes right after the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. It actually fits in. I didn't see it that way before. I always thought that line in the Ramban was a rejection of Rashi. But looking at it again, it's a rejection of Malkus and Ikuv, but it's not a rejection of the bracha, you know, itself. Rashi doesn't say that the bracha is Ma'ake. The Chiddush in Rashi that people are unhappy about is that he considers it to be bracha at all. The idea that brachos might be Ma'ake, just again, is, again, which may be relevant to the Hava Mina and the Rambam here in Shechita, for the reasons that we discussed, is something that is connected to the sugya in Brachos, also about Trumas Maisras, as it happens, on Daf Tezvav. The Gemara in Brachos seems to say that had, and that's where this all comes from, had the had a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, been Daraisa, it would have been Akeves. And people, you know, derive from there that Birchas HaMitzvah, and particularly Hafrashas Trumas Maisras specifically, is not Daraisa. And then the question is what the Ramban, or that Rashi, would do with that Gemara. The other point, of course, is that it had been Daraisa, that when maybe it would have been Ma'ake. Maybe the point is that it's not Ma'ake, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe it's a Birchas Shevach Mahodah, and maybe that's the reason that it's not Ma'ake. Actually, that would work in a little bit better. But after, those are the issues to think about, and Birchas Shechita is definitely closely connected, you know, to that. Speaking of which, again, I do want to still get back at some point to discussing some more pratim about Birchas HaShechita, because I think it does highlight a lot of the things that we've been discussing, whether it's a chiyuv mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah, a matir, suffused with meaning, or just, you know, an isra say, whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shevach Mahodah. I mentioned some of the issues in some of the categories. I do want to speak about, because a few people asked me about the Tosas, very briefly, about the issues raised by the Tosas in Chulin. I did tell you to look at that. Chulin, Tosin Chulin, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, and the Ran, on that, just to clarify at least some of the categories, in the case of Sach, Bain, and Bain. So let's have somebody just look at that for a minute. Zachary, do you mind? So again, we have the Gemara on, because that's one that I think is very clear and acute, but I will try to sum up more specifically the other ones, the questions of trepa, and if he's not going to eat it, or if he's doing it for other people, drabanans. I'll give you the exact, I just want to get through what's the time of first, but this one I just want to get on the record, since I did give you, and a bunch of people asked about it. So just very quickly, you have it? Yeah, so the Gemara there, just very quickly, here, this Gemara is interesting from many points of view. Again, according to the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about Birchas Kisui Adam. So this Gemara has to be you know, looked at in a bit different way according to the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos anyway, than according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom and the Chachmei Svarad, all of whom understood that this Gemara is talking about Birchas HaShechita. Okay, but if it is talking about Birchas HaShechita, so then the relationship between Birchas HaShechita or Shechita and Kisui, number one, is this becomes an important sugya for that, and that is an important topic for Kisui and for Shechita, as I'll explain in a minute. Moreover, it ends up being an interesting question about where Birchas HaShechita fits vis-a-vis other brachos and the information we have in parallel situations. So just run through the Gemara very quickly, if you don't mind. And again, we'll try to fill in the other ones later, but this one at least. So again, you have this machlokas or Yehuda and the Chachamim, right? Whether or not, what? whether all kisuis are go together, or the kisui for the different minim are separate, and whether or not you should be mechasa after the shkita of that particular min. It's very possible that that's a kisui, issue more than a shkita issue, right? Okay. Good. Tana Rabbanan.
Tana Rabbanan chaya kol mashma, chaya bin ruba bin wetes, of kol mashma, of bin ruba bin wet. Ikan amru shachat mea chaya os makam echa at kisu echa kulan, mea of os makam echa at kisu echa kulan, chaya bauf makam echa at kisu echa kulan. Rabbi Yudo mer, shachat chaya yichasen abachach yishchot as of, shenemar chaya o of. Amru lo, hari omer, ki nefesh kovasar damo benashu.
Oh, so that already does that, right? It shows you don't need all of them. Okay. So that's basically the machlokas between them. Okay. No additional insight from there. But keep going. Yeah. So according to Rashi and most Rishonim, not the Raman Pirshim Mishnayos, this is the Gemara that says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that your mechasa and the kisui takes place in between shchitos, right? That number one, that still in a mevarech el bracha achas means one bracha on the shchita, meaning kisui is not a hefsek for shchita. Now, when we say kisui is not a hefsek for shchita, already, again, I just want that's why it's important to do this quickly. So there are really two questions. Right to consider, or three questions to consider. Namely, or, throw out any questions that come into your mind. I mean, if I ask you, what do you think? Is, kisui going to be a hefsek for shchita? Right, so one of the things you want to weigh...
You want to say, what's the relationship between these two mitzvahs?
What?
What's the relationship between the kisui and the
shchita? Yeah, so very specifically... You'd be wondering about the relationship between shkita and kisui. And that is a big topic. Not every shkita requires a kisui, right? The ones that do, what is the relationship, between them? The more we think that these are... Now, again, in Minyan and Mitzvos, kisui and shkita are counted mostly separately, right? And in the psukim, they're certainly separate. And you can have shkita without kisui. Right, so the idea that they are independent, and again, Rambam counts it separately. Looking at this one way. On the other hand, if there is a connection between shkita and kisui, then the question of hefsek, would be affected by that. So even if there are two mitzvos, but they are interconnected. Then you would treat them, differently than random. If you have contradictory things, then they're more like to be mafsik each other. If you have neutral things, that's something in between, right? I mean, there's no continuity, but there's also not necessarily a disruption, per se. And if you have things that are connected, you're less likely to have. So what is indeed the relationship between shchita and kisui? This becomes an important question. So, conceptually, it also depends what kisui is. Right? The more you look at, just make this clear, we already saw some of the lines in the Ramban al Torah, the more kisui relates to, dama nefesh, if you will, or let me say it this way, a way of neutralizing some of the issues that are connected with the original Isur of Achilas Basar, or another way to say the same thing, maybe, or a different way, close enough, the more, Kisui Adam is connected to the factor of elevating, Achilas Basar or Shkitas Basar, right? Which might be the same as what I just said, or it might be a little different, but it doesn't matter for purposes. The more that is true, the more we can look at kisui and shchita as being connected. On the other hand, if they have nothing to do with each other, if they're different mechaibim, then they're neutral. So, again, we already know that the Ramban links them in different places. In the discussion, for example, of whether Kisui gets a bracha, you know, or not, in the tshuva of Rabbi Yosef, I forgot to bring in that part, of Rabbi Yosef, even Palat, etc. I don't know if you got that far, you know, to the end, but two deos, so one of the deos is that Kisui is considered to be the gemar of Shechita. You know, and again, there's a whole literature on this. The Bahag thinks that Kisui and Shechita are connected, and others do not. So this is an interesting debate. Maybe we'll follow. Again, I don't want to get bogged down with it right now, but it's important just to get the principles out there. When the Gemara says that there's that Kisui, even for Rabbi Yehuda, is not a hefsek, you know, for Shechita, you know, that becomes an important question. And again, it might potentially be an important question on the nature of Shechita and its relationship to, you know, elevating it and so on. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amale Ravina, the Rav Acha, the Rav
Acha, the Rav Acha, the Rav Acha, the Rav Acha, my Shnah Mitamei did the Rav, the Rav Ruin of Rav Chanan, the Mid Rav Acha, the Yasi Jesugasa, the Pai Malayu, Rav Yeva Saba, Amrele, Hab Livra, Hadar Amrele, Hab Lishti, Amrele, Rav Yeva Saba, Halki Amara, Evan the Amar, Hab Livra, Itzar Leila Mishti Yavana.
So what happened here?
Sitting at a suda, they decided to they poured a cup for venison, and they changed their mind and wanted to drink it.
They decided to want to drink. It looked so good, he figured, ah, I'll drink it. Right? So basically what you have is kavana, you know, ligmor, which should break the tziruf to the original bracha rishona. Right? And the question is, you know, what does that mean? Right? So hachanami... Oh, meaning he did the kisui, so you know he should have to make the birchas hashchita again. So what do you think about the equation in the Gemara?
Seems to be making some sort of equation about kind of a hypothesis of a suda which has a natural conclusion with benching, just as hashchita has a natural conclusion.
So I would say there are two equations here. Number one, the Gemara Suda to the Kisui, right, which is interesting. If Kisui has nothing to do with Shechita whatsoever, right, then actually here it's a little ironic. In other words, Kisui being connected, you know, or seen as a termination of the Shechita is actually a problem here. Right, because we're not talking about, you know, the general relationship between Shechita and Kisui. We're talking about Shechita, Kisui, and, you know, the need for a new Shechita. Okay. So number one, that's what part of the compare. What else is being compared here that's interesting?
The kind of like a Birchas HaMotzi, or Gilas HaSu is compared to the Birchas HaShechita.
Yeah. Birchas HaNenin, and more particularly Birchas HaMotzi, which is a Birchas HaSuda, perhaps, not just a Birchas Ikar B'Tafel, necessarily, that's a debate. And the Sugas and Kedz Mevarchin, how we look at the bar Birchas HaMotzi. I think I mentioned that there is a view in Rishon and Birchas HaMotzi might be Daraisa. You know, yeah, maybe because of that, because it's a different kind of a bracha. It's a bracha on the Suda, according to some. But either way, let's say leave that part of it aside. The Gemara here is equating Birchas HaNenin, the rules of Birchas HaNenin, and the rules of Birchas Shechita, which is surely interesting. You know, whether you think it's Birchas HaMitzvah, I mentioned that the Rambam, Rav's Diyuk, Kishem, you know, Birchas HaMitzvah is compared to Birchas HaNenin, but of course there are still differences. You know, we saw already in the briefly, even when we talk about the Machlokas of Rosh Hashanah or Zerua, and the discussion of the Taz, right? For example, with regard to Yatzamotzi, we know it doesn't apply to Birchas HaNenin, or that's highly personal, and it does apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's just a small... you know, issue, but, you know, the way that the brachos works in terms of hefsek or extending, that's the same? Sounds like, in this Gemara, that they're the same. Right. But it's not so posh. And if it's Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, like the Taz argues, right, it's even more problematic in a way. Right? Okay. So this, again, this goes together with a lot of other Gemaras. I mean, the Gemara in Suvas, for example, you know, talks about, you know, Birchas Eirusin and compares it to, you know, Kiddush, you know, or to Birchas HaNenin. Right? All these interesting comparisons, you have to, you know, put them all together, but certainly they're very interesting. Okay, keep going. So then, the Gemara's question is: this should be a hafsek. Go ahead. Oh, okay. So what does that mean?
It's saying that they're not comparable because drinking wine and benching are mutually exclusive, while shechting and doing kisoy certainly are not physically mutually exclusive.
Okay. And Gemara means this practically and physically, or the Gemara means it conceptually?
So presumably, Rashi understands it more conceptually in terms of mere status.
Yeah, but I'm saying the idea of Efshar, the Shachet Bechada, Mechsi Bechada, they mean practically. I mean, you could do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? I guess you'd have to be dexterous, but there's no stira doing both at the same time. The question is, and this is a question for Hilchos Hefsek generally, is it important tomorrow for many things? Hefsek depends on Hefsek or lack of tzira, whatever you want to call it. There might be a difference between those two. Gufa depends on the physical ability to keep doing what you're doing, or it depends on the integratability, in other words, the degree of dissonance or difference between the two things that you're doing. This Gemara would seem to suggest that the ability to do two things at the same time physically is certainly a factor. The question is that the only factor? So that you have like a very interesting little the Tosis here on the top. Did you read that? Mishta Bruche Bahadeh Adani Lo Afshar. Like this is a very halacha lemaisa. You know, for some people it's the early mincha quandary, but you know, maybe. I guess it depends on your practices. You know how long your meals are. Gotta get just quickly. Mikana Yomer. You can't daven and eat at the same time. So if the physical, continuity is kovea legabe hefsek, so then if you daven in the middle of the meal, if you go out to daven, then you come back, then you have to start all over again. Yeah. Then there's a question also, do you have to bench? Do you have to just make new bracha rishonas? Okay. Veinira.
Veinira, the little dummy klal. Mishum dehacha, have nivrik, have gemar, davar, behave hefsek. Vechein kisoy, ilav de efshar, behave yadad.
Oh.
Aval fila, lo have gemar lesu. Te'otu if birech besuda, al hara amim, o filu, gorek ragofen, yitzarek litol yadav, levarech amotzi, mishum demechal, ruchi, behave yadad, ilo efshar.
Oh, excellent. So basically, this is exactly what Tosus is addressing. Tosus is saying, in order for something to be a hefsek, right? Basically, there are two halachos, right? One is the physical ability to keep doing it, but if you physically can't keep going, but there's also the conceptual part. So the point is that. That's a suggestion that tefillah or brachos, even though there's a physical discontinuity, as long as there's no conceptual breakup, in other words, to consider it a hafsek, Tosa seems to be saying here, other Rishonim disagree, the Rishonim would disagree. But I don't want to get into the whole thing right now. That's a brachos topic, but it's an important brachos topic. Do you need both elements, right? Physical hafsek and conceptual, break, or not? So it sounds like, either way, kisui is a break for shechita, right? Just like gemara suda is a break for the suuda. And in addition to that, you also need the physical, but what you don't have is the physical break down, and so. Okay. So now the question is, with regards to the relationship of shechita and kisui, what are we left with? And as I say, that is... with regard to the question of whether you make a separate bracha on kisui, that's an issue whether it's considered gemar shkita with regard to issues of binyan and mitzvos. What about the ability? I mentioned that there's a famous debate between the Rambam and the Or Zeruah whether or not kol mitzvos mevarcha mayim avar la'asiyasan b'di'eved you can make the bracha afterwards or not. Right. So even the Rambam, we still have to discuss that Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos. Says that whenever there's an elongated mitzvah, then you could make the bracha afterwards. The question is, what does elongated mitzvah mean? So the examples are wearing a talis, wearing tefillin. you know, things that really are, you know, elongated. But is it possible, what would you say about, you know, a shechita which requires a kisui, but didn't have a kisui yet? Would that still be, you know, a basis for making the bracha on the shechita? So there are a bunch of issues which go into the question whether kisui is just set up by shechita, and or, you know, whether kisui itself, you know, is the end of shechita. And again, as I say, the more you think that the, you know, the issues addressed by kisui are themselves entailed in the mitzvah of shechita, right, the more that points, you know, to shechita being not just a matir. If it's just a matir for achila, then it has nothing to do with the kisui. But if it's a way of addressing, as I say, you know, the way to elevate achilas basar, etc., then it really does. Yeah, there's a question? Did you have a question?
Yeah. You mean the Rambam says you can make a bracha until it's finished, right? But after it's finished, yeah, always is masculine, even if it's elongated.
No. I didn't mean that if you take off the tefillin and it's off, that you... I didn't mean that it's, that the elongated mitzvahs have a different type of mitzvah. What I meant was, if you're in the middle of the mitzvah, right, then it's not considered after the mitzvah. And putting on the... That's the issue. Putting on the talis, putting on the tefillin, as opposed to wearing the talis and the tefillin, right? Well, what's the mitzvah? So the Rambam says that when it comes to tzitzis and tefillin, you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, so it's not too late. But if you were to, you know, say the bracha after you finish wearing the talis and the tefillin, that would be no different than... By the way, that's, again, for those who want, you know, their memory jog, that's a little bit relevant, you know, to the question of what does the Rambam think is the real mitzvah in the Suin. Because Rav Ramban Rambam, the Rambam's son, argued that the Rambam really thinks that Erusin b'Nisuin Yachad is the mitzvah, and actually that the Nisuin is the Ikar. So, the fact, one of the rayas, I thought that that wasn't true, is the fact that the Rambam says about Birchas Erusin in Paragimel Hilchos Erusin, Hilchos Ishos, that, you know, Masha Abad Abad, you know, it's a bracha levatala if you make the bracha after the Erusin. Again, even though you could say there's still a difference between an elongated mitzvah and a mitzvah with two stages, even if the Ikar stage is coming up, but that's certainly not something of the Rambam either way addressed. But for others who draw the line in a slightly different way, the question of Kisui Adam playing a role for the extending the shechita, if you think it's all one mitzvah, would be something to think about. Anyways, the bigger question is, what happens when you're sach bein shechita l'shechita? This is what a bunch of people ask me about. And that's the debate in the Rishonos. That's the next tosis, right? You have that? So you have two models, right? You have the model of Birchas Hananin, where as long as you weren't mafsik between the bracha and the achila, the first achila, right, the bracha is chal or chala on the rest of the suda, right, even without, even though there's a hafsek, you know, it sounds like there's a hafsek, I mean, you're sach anyway, right? So the point is that, number one, sicha is certainly no stira to a suda, right? I think everybody will agree about that. Number two, we're talking about, again, Birchas Hananin, right? And the question also is, to what extent in Birchas Hananin do we really think that the bracha rishona is chala on each achila, or is it that, you know, having made the bracha and it not, you know, having been, you know, terminated, you know, that's kind of a matir. It doesn't have to be chal on each food substance. It's just a matir, and, you know, once you've been matir, you know, then you can just eat. Whereas opposed to Birchas HaMitzvah, that's a question. Does it work in the same way? I mean, Birchas HaMitzvah could just be, number one, that sicha legabe mitzvah is not, you know, as not a conducive. Maybe it is really a stira, depending on the mitzvah, right? Moreover, it's certainly not a natural part of the mitzvah. And moreover, as I say, in Birchas HaMitzvah, if you see it as a matir, then maybe it's the same thing. But maybe you could argue that the Birchas HaMitzvah needs to be chal on each mitzvah, and that each mitzvah also is more independent than each achila in the suda. Okay? On the other hand, so that's a good, I'm just suggesting three reasons, I guess, I'll count on them, why you might be mechalek between Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. On the other side of it, the case of tefillin, you know, is a particularly singular case, and Rishonim themselves point this out, because we're talking about there's a machlokas Rishonim whether we count, you know, two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, but even sidestepping that for the moment, we're not talking about repeating or continuing. We're talking about, you know, a second component, you know, within one mitzvah. So a second component within one mitzvah could be more independent or less independent than a repetition or a continuation of the same mitzvah. In other words, if you're shochet kama, you know, behemos, that's different than tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. It could be more separate because you need both yad and rosh in order to complete the full picture. The fact that you need that is a good reason to be mitzarif the more, and it's also a reason, you know, to be unhappy that you've disrupted them more. Okay? So the question is, how do we really look, you know, at multiple shechitos, you know, in addition to the question I just raised about sicha and, you know, whether it's like Birchas HaNenin, etc., simply, do you look at it as, you know, a hemshech, something totally separate? And again, if there's a chiyuv each time, as opposed to if there's a kiyum, or, you know, it's just that you're making a bracha on a meaningful matir, that might also dictate whether you want to compare it to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh or not. Okay, keep going. You'll see that this is exactly what. Yeah, okay. That's pshita. Go ahead. We don't have anything to say about that. That everybody agrees. Dein tzarech lachzur levarech, and it's past the salt, is, you know, is, applies even to this kind of situation. Go ahead. If you have to make a new bracha, right. So what's fascinating here is that the Bali Tosas are comparing, in the contrast to tefillin, you could have said it the way I said it, which is that the, you know, tefillin has two different ingredients or two components, and you've only done one and you haven't done the other. You know, Masha Enkein, I would have said Masha Enkein, you know, Shechita, you know, you're doing more of the same. But what's fascinating is, and Tosas doesn't say that, Tosas says, Iboy Shacha, Iboy Shavikle. Meaning, had it been, you know, had it been a quantitative issue, then in Achanami, you'd compare it to Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, when you haven't done enough. Even had it been a Chiyuv, would you have compared it that way? But because it's a reshus, ibay shachad, ibay shavik, there's no pressure to continue. And so I think the chilik is in the quality of the, you know, the different components. It has nothing to do, I would have thought, but this ends up being, if you look at the various Rishonim, the way they say this, they emphasize different things. And the more you, that's why, again, it's so important for our topic, if it's about the matir, is it about the fact that it's, you know, a reshus and not a chova, right? Or is it just the fact that it's, you know, more of the same as opposed to, you know, there being a differential? Okay, l'kol makom nira. Okay, that's the, right. If indeed you need two brachos, then whatever. Okay.
Oh,
that's also important. Which is sich daita milishkot.
Shetzarf lchasos kodem ma kodem ma shefar shachar. Va'ashkan Rav Yehuda shematzich lchasos bein chay la'of apu pi she'ein tzarf lachsor ulavarit.
Yeah, what do you make of that? So midu Rav Yehuda nishma lachachamim that if you are going to have to make another bracha, right, that you should do the kisui. Right, so again, that goes to the question of, again, how connected is kisui to shechita? Similarly, there's a debate among the Rishonim, whatever you say about, when Rabbi Yehuda, well, we say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you will make one bracha, even though you're mechasa, right, that you'll continue to be shochet. What about if you were shochet, you made a separate bracha, let's say you were shochet in between the kisui. Between the kisuyim. Now, the Gemara's case is you were shochet, you were mechasa, and you're shochet. Right? What if you were shochet, mechasa, and shochet, and then mechasa? Right? Is whatever holds true for the shochet, right, which the Gemara says, efshar kisui shechita the vasachas, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek, is that true also in the other direction? Namely, you know, efshar lechasos v'lishkot bevasachas, physically, and therefore you don't have to make a separate birchas kisui. So that is also machlokas harishonim. If you get to look at the Rosh, I don't want to go without you look at it, the Rosh, the Ran, it's a debate among the Rishonim. So again, if you're only looking at the physical hefsek, so then you know, there's no difference between shechita and kisui and kisui and shechita. But if you're talking about the fundamental connection and relationship between shechita and kisui, that goes in one direction, not in the other. That's this shechita is connected to that kisui, and therefore that kisui, you know, maybe either terminates it more, you know, or is less of a hefsek, you know, because it's connected to the shechita, one way or another, right? But it's not just a physical action. But if you're talking about, you know, kisui harishon and shechita hashniya, right? Those are not physically connected. I mean, those are not, I'm sorry, conceptually connected, for sure. So that's the grand debate in the Rishonim. Rishonim also debate, you know, this question, again, if you look at the Ran, just very quickly, you know, there are different deos about the psak and sach, bain, and again, this question of comparing it to tefillin or to... you have that?
Yeah.
Just very quickly. What's that?
From Behechat Shesach?
Yeah, I think so.
Behechat Shesach means Shechita Ol Kulu. I command Omer Tetzarek Lachsu Bavaret. V'gomer Lamid Amrinan Elein and Tulein Shesach means Tulein Tulein Kulzum Bavaret. Chinir Mimash Kosov Harol Fasi Zal Sofar Shana Shkosov B'Shem Hagon Zal The time of the Milsa the Shesach means Tfilah L'Tfila Shechulzum Bavaret L'fi She'achol Pi Shesach Be'emza Mitzvah Achas Einu Kulzum Bavaret.
So this is very interesting.
Yeah.
So what's he saying?
He's saying kind of like for the opposite reason of Tosfos. Since if it's within one mitzvah, can you interrupt?
Oh, in other words, again, so this is the point that in tefillin, on the one hand, tefillin is within one mitzvah, but the point is that tefillin is two different components. That's how this is. I bring out the point I was making before. It's two different components within the mitzvah. But let's say you need to be tokeya 9 kolos, right? Or you need to say the whole hallel, you know, and then there's this line of the Tosefta and Menachos, you know, that the parts of hallel are ma'akev each other. Some people understand it that way, or Revel understood it that way. So, you know, you need to be, so basically you made a bracha, you weren't mafsik between the bracha and the hatchala, right? But it's also not, but you need a certain quantity to achieve, you know, the minimal mitzvah. You need to say, I have the 9 kolos, and you need to have, you know, the components of the balancing, I'll call them, components of halal. And you were sach, you know, bein, bracha, lifnei, agmar. I'm not talking about, you know, the sicha between tkios demiyushav and tkios demuman. It's also a big issue, right, in the gonim and so on. Right? But that's already, well, so if that's the case, is that, one would think, is that better or worse than tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh? Right? So that's 2 days in the Rishonim. Moreover, is that better or worse than a second Shechita? Right? On the one hand, you would think that the interruption before you finish the Gemar is a bigger hefsek. On the other hand, there's a Mitzaref just by virtue of the fact that you need it. So, do you need it for the second Shechita? Well, again, if you think it's a chiyu, well, you don't need it b'toras, you know, the integrity of the shechita that you made the bracha on. And that's where the language of Tosas or other Rishonim, whether the second one becomes at least an independent chiyuv, imyirtze, or it's its own, it's always iboy shava because it's all just a rishus, become important as well. Keep going just a little bit more.
Tefillin kiven shechin shtei mitzvah she'im ha'akva tzu'atzu, saf v'neim chozom v'arev.
So he calls Shnei Ofos Shnei Mitzvos She'ein Ma'akvo Zu'azu. Okay, that's a fascinating comparing it to Tefillin. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah, just very quickly.
Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Amru, the Lo Dami, the Hasim Shnei Mitzvos Shel Chovahin, but Kimon Shehizkil Behen, Ein of the Din Shel Yipsof, Bis Asik Vesicha, Kim Shestein Chova Allah, Ul Figal Kim Sachbenem, Chosim Avar.
Yeah.
Abal Hachat, Yibai Shachit, Yibai Lo Shachit, Lo Mechayev, Lo Mahadev Rufin. Midi Dehabe, Akvil Suda, Uberfosah, Kim Sachbenem Sasuda, Ein of Chosim Avar.
Yeah. So again, you can see what's going on here. What's happening again, which makes it a little complicated, just like the other topics that we did that were a little complicated, is that again, there are two, just like, you know, we're talking about criterion for minyan mitzvahs and brachos, there's a debate going on here about the, you know, hilchos hefsek in general, for birchas hamitzvah, for birchas hanenin, etc. And there are these different models. You know, there is, you know, se'uda, there is tefillin, there is, you know, Tkiyas Shofar and Hallel. You know, and then you have this question of Bircha Shechita. So, on one level, you have, and again, it could be Mechalek between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenon or the role of Sicha in each of these. So on the one hand, you have to try to figure out what is Koveya Lagabe Hefsek. But what you're also seeing here, which is the reason that we're spending a few minutes doing this, is that there's a major debate in the Rishonim about how to look at, you know, a second Shechita, and whether we consider that to be just a continuation, whether we consider that to be a new chova, you know, are we comparing that to two tefillins, the two parts of tefillin? Are we comparing that to achilas, hemshech achilas asu'uda? Is it considered two chovos? Does the fact that the second one is only a rishus matter, etc.? Alarab alalacho sover.
Sover k'tibei rishonim shasicha masekes katzar chlatsu levarim.
Yeah. Go ahead. You make a separate bracha rishona, but you don't have to make a bracha achrona. So this is again taking a very strong stance that the kisui and the shechita are two separate mitzvahs, unlike the Bahag and others who and some of the earlier Rishonim in terms of bracha and so on, who argue that it's one kiyum basically. Go ahead. Oh, again, mid Rabbi Yehuda nishmal Rabbanan, but in this direction. Okay, that part you could skip because that's the. But then there's one more thing. Ulinya Nimlach, that's also an interesting question. So again, just like in Birchas Hanenin, even if you just decide that you're no longer interested, right, you have to make a separate bracha rishona. He's suggesting that huadin legabe shchita. Okay, v'ladom eliyoshev yochel b'toch sudaso. In the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll skip the rest. And then the other piece that he has is this 2 days on the Rishonim that I mentioned about Kisui, Kisui Ushchita the Kisui. The point is that in this question of Sach, you really have, in addition to the Hefsek argument, which is crucial, you have different formulations about the relationship between Shchita and Kisui, and especially Shchita and Shchita, and whether or not the fact that Shchita is a chiyuv when you want it, a reshus, a matir, all of these issues come to form. Of course, let me just add before I take your question, that according to the Taz, right, whose view is that this is all a birchas shevach v'hoda, the whole comparison to birchas hananin or to other birchas hamitzvah, would not work. You'd have to analyze this same question, in a very different way. Like, you'd have to start comparing it to, brachos on phenomenon, lightning and other things. When you have a second one, etc., what's the din, what's the shiur, hefsek, and tziruf in that? But as long as you think it's either a matir or a birchas hamitzvah, these are the models that you're basing on, albeit, as you can see, there's a huge machlokas rishonim, both about the shchita and the kisui, how to fit them in. Yeah?
Can you just clarify how you would understand tefillin according to the Rambam? There's one bracha that two mitzvot and three mitzvot, so they're not two components, but how interconnected are they?
You mean the I don't want to do that right now. You mean some with Shel Rosh and Shel Yad?
Yeah.
I think the Rambam's view is that Shel Rosh and Shel Yad are one myth. He does count them as one. I think the Rambam holds rather that I think he says this in a tshuva. I just want to get into this right now. That basically they are that they're mutually enhancing. The Rambam holds that the differences between Yad and Rosh are what make combining them so important. Okay. That's the short part of the answer. And I think that's implied in, what he says in Uchus Tefillin, because again, he seems to say, the Rav used to make this diak also, that, in one, there's a mitzvah to do the, the hanacha, and the other, it's, Shiyia al Rosho. So even the actual performance is different. And I say it's implied that way in the way he deals with it in Minyan Mitzvos, and he even has specifically a tshuva in which he seems to talk. There's a kind of a dialectical relationship there. Their differences make integrating them, which is an idea that we have seen in many other cases. But Ram says that almost explicitly when it comes to Tefillin, and that's how he understands the sicha. Is such a terrible thing. Chozer mi'orchem mochama, because you're taking Yadavka like savaging this amazing, you know, convergence. So that's his view. Okay, good. So again, we'll talk about some of the other brachos issues as well, but this one particularly highlights these issues. And again, the Prima Gadim, by the way, in Simen Yates, maybe Lishitaso and other things also, also discusses, you know, great length whether or not, you know, comparing Birchas Shechita to Birchas Hanenin, you know, is an appropriate and good thing, you know, to do or not. So that's also another makar, you know, to look at. I think he points out that the Taz maybe is Lishitaso on that question, whether compared to Birchas Hanenin or not. Yeah.
Just around this entire discussion, like ignore the fact that the Mishnah likes talks about Chai and Ov separately. And I saw like
the Rama.
Well, the Ram here specifically.
Oh,
in
sorry.
This whole discussion here, he basically says the Mishnah talks about Chai and Ov, but Ura didn't Chai being Ov. It's so obvious to ignore
no,
that point.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very possible. I mean, I think I saw Zoro talk about it a bit.
Yeah.
But it's like it's very possible that there just would be a chiluk between like this whole
because they're different types.
Very specific to just Chai and Ov and have to be the whole Shabbat of the Tariq.
Right. Right. I mean, in terms of the Midrash Yehuda business.
Even Midrash Yehuda, or maybe like just the requirement for multiple brachos, or
yeah. No, I'm saying that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. I do think I think you're right about that. So I think I really difference. Number one, kisui and another per se. Number two, as opposed to the minim, and the other one is with it, the interruption of shechita and the idea that some Rishonim say, which is that shechita is kisui is connected to shechita, but shechita is not connected to kisui. I'm sorry, Shechita is connected to Kisui, but Kisui is not connected to some other Shechita. I think that's also part of that.
Would it be possible to say, though, that Kisui had down the Chai and Ov more similar than the Shechita of Chai and Ov? I mean, if you really believe they're two separate things.
The Kisui's, the two Kisui's to each other, to the Shechita and the Kisui? I think that's an open question, yeah. I mean, it depends, again, like we were saying. Like, if these are all about being Imale or Makshir, the same, you know, Achilas Basar or Heksher Basar, then probably they're more connected to each other than they are to other Kisuis. But if it's some other Kiyum, as by virtue of the fact that it's separate mitzvos, etc., and it's not related so much, then for sure that's the case. And again, the Arishonim would say that they're totally different. There are some people like Ramban who treat them the same in some things, definitely thematically in Perush Al Torah, and, you know, when it comes to Hefsek and those things, actually treats them as independent. I mean, in halachic terms, he thinks that they're separate, the Shechita and the Kisui,
yeah,
and thinks that the Kisui and Kisui have more to do with each other than Shechita and Kisui have the same animal. So I think, no, that highlights it in a way, you know, what you're asking. I think that's what we've been saying, but I think it highlights it. Okay, so these are really important issues. Again, I don't want to get too far afield with them, but at least since I gave you those makaros to see, and I still want to talk about the Rambam for a minute also, but I want to talk about the other Rambam before the... Yeah, did you want to ask
On that point, I was going to ask about, like, because Ov is one Siman, Chai is two Simanim, so maybe, like...
That could be a big difference.
Right, talking about, like, Chetashodik, Kam, Behemoth, like, if they're different types of...
Right, so again, that question for... Remember, but that's a big and interesting question. We already talked about, you know, whether... you know, how different is Ov from Chai? Yeah, and the others. You know, the Malika factor in Kadshim is one thing to look at. You know, we already talked about that Prima Gadim, whether the status of Shechita and Ophos, you know, is different than in Behema and Chaya. It's another issue. I mentioned that the Rambam, you know, has his limud for Ov, you know, seems to be different. I think the Nosei Kalim say that whether there's a lechatchila of Shtei Simanim and Ov, or not even a lechatchila, may depend on that question. If it really was learned out from Chaya, you know, then, you know, even though B'di'ebed one, but maybe not. And remember also that Bach and others were saying, like, you know, or the Nosei Kalim in the Rambam were saying that, you know, what do you mean you make one bracha, you know, ala shechita? There's a difference in the simanim, right? So again, some people say, oh, the Rambam is l'shitaso, that maybe the chatchila there would be two simanim, because we really, you know, do think that they're learned out, you know, together, and that's also what he means by there being one l'sucha bracha. So this is like an interesting general question about the relationship between ophos and chayos, and whether it depends on different limudim, you know, and whether it's, like I mentioned the Shkutei Chutz question, the Rambam and the Raibit could be, you know, it could be about other things, but it could be about that too. That's whether the Shkutei Chutz in Shechita Sof, even though it's Malika Sof. So I think this all connects to what you're saying, you know, about the Kisui being different too, maybe, because one is those differences. Okay. Yeah.
The Mordechai does have a day that should be Michal.
In here also, in Kisei
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when it comes to the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't that's like it, but he says, when it comes to speaking, King Kasev Rishmo Barakop, there have been a quote in this Rome, Levari Hakul Shkita Shkita, Vikasev, or Zera, Mira Li, Lakaim Divri Shneim, Vishnei Minin, Kilun Chai Vavu, Sha'az Sarek Levari Kol Kol Akhliya.
Yeah.
And he says, Mio Nir, Vein Adilfiya Emes, Afil Chai Vavu, Behima, In Sarek, Kim Bracha Achas, Lakulam, Kol Bracha Shavu.
Yeah, so that is a Deya, that really, you know, that we would, and again, he could have said all the minim, each min. How does the language that he uses each min, right?
He says each min. Yeah.
Yeah. You could have said no, just ofo separate, because that's right. So yeah, no, that is 100%. So that's an important hara as well. Okay, good. Sorry, it's late, but let's get back to finally to Basar Taiva. Right. So we read the Gemara last time, Basar Taiva. We discussed the we're going to have to finish this, I guess, on Tuesday, but the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We already noted some of the anomalies. Like, there are problems with Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, there are problems with Rabbi Akiva's Shita. But let me go straight to the Rambam. At least we can get that in, and then we'll go back to talk about the Rashi Tosis and the Ramban, the Rajma, the Ran. They'll fall in more easily. So what's a pasha? The simple pshat is what about the Tani? The debate between the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Simple pshat. Rabbi Shmuel holds what? Rabbi Akiva holds what? Basataiba is totally mutter. And what? And the Chira. I'm sorry, Basataiba is mutter. And not only that, but you get a bonus. Namely, Basa Taiva was always mutter. And that hasn't changed. You need something to have changed. So what changed? The bigger chiddush is not that Basa Taiva was mutter, but that, according to Rabbi Kiva, you started with Rabbi Kiva, right? What's Rabbi Akiva's big chiddush? That?
And now you need
shechita. In other words, that Basar Nechira was mutter. Right? True, now you need shechita, but the chiddush isn't that now you need shechita. I mean, to us. That was the chiddush then, maybe. Right? When we look back at it, what we can't believe, at least me, maybe you see it differently. What's amazing is that Basar Nechira after Matan Torah was mutter. Right? Something about which the, you know, Ramban says, Heichon Matzinu, you know, that there's a Chovas HaGuf, right, that changed after Matan Torah with Knisol Aretz, as opposed to a Chovas Karka, right? Okay, so we need to understand for Rabbi Kiva why Basar Nechira, how Basar Nechira, what are the implications of Basar Nechira being mutter. As far as Basar Taiva is concerned, you know, there's no chiddush in that. So, is there any reason to think that according to Rabbi Akiva, how do you eat Basar Taiva? Only Benechira? Not necessarily. Like, is there any reason to think per se in Rabbi Akiva that you can't shecht Basar Taiva? What? Rabbi Kiva? No. Pashtus, no. Right? Okay. And Rabbi Shmuel? There is a Bissar Basar Taiva, but there definitely was no Heter Basar Bechira. Right? So basically, Rabbi Kiva is a tremendous Makel in the Midbar, you could say. And Rabbi Shmuel was a tremendous Machmir in the Midbar, from our point of view. Yeah? Okay. But never the twain shall meet. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva's kula doesn't carry with it a chumrah, true. And Rabbi Shmuel's chumrah doesn't have any kulas. That's why it's so surprising to read the Rambam. Correct? What does the Rambam say? It sounds like that according to Rabbi Akiva, there is an... It's interesting the way you said it. There's an Iser of Shchutei Chutz. Yeah, you could say it that way. Or at least there's an Iser of Shchitas Basar Taiva. Is it an Iser of Shchutei Chutz or is it an Iser of Shchitas Basar Taiva? Or is that the same thing? I mean, it isn't really Shchutei Chutz, is it? Or maybe it is. Okay. It's fascinating. Do you understand what I'm asking? I'm asking, is the formulation that there's an Iser Shchutei Chutz, or is the formulation that there's an Iser Shchitas Basar Taiva? It's the same thing, technically, but conceptually it's different, right? Two different emphases. Okay. But it's fascinating in the Rambam, just to note, that the Kesef Mishnah basically didn't read the Rambam that way. Right? The Kesef Mishnah read the Rambam as if there was no Kiddush in the Rambam. The earlier Mefarshei Rambam read the Rambam, some of them, read the Rambam as if he just paskens like Rabbi Akiva. Correct? Oh. Wrong Rambam. So, right, Perek Dalin. Tani, have the Rambam language of the Rambam? Just read it, if you don't mind. Where's the Dalid Yudzayin? Or Dalid, what is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a strange way of saying it, right? Again, he doesn't say Basar Taiva, you know, is Asar B'Shchita. But he does say Kola Rotza Lishkot. But what do you mean Kola Rotza Lishkot? I mean, it's not a din of Basar Taiva, it's what you said. It's kind of a din of Shchutei Chutz, except that it isn't classically Shchutei Chutz. Because it's not kachim, right? That's the whole point. It's basar taiva. So the Rambam's, the way the Rambam formulates is called a rotza lishchot. If, like, you know, you have this bee in your bonnet, you know, you have this tremendous, you know, drive to do shchita, you know, you're going to have to do it in karbanos. Called a rotza lishchot, lo yishchot ela shlamet. Just the language itself is fascinating. Shenemar. Ishmi basis shot. So when you read the Rambam at first, at this point, right, you would think that line, you'd think it's Rabbi Shmuel. Right? But he already said, Lo nitztavo b'shita skul emali yonokhri no shokhtin. Right? Nitztavo b'milchagar what's a lishkot. Right? And then he adds, and he quotes a pasuk, a pesach ol moed. Go ahead. Aval arotza linchor v'lecho b'midbar yonokhri v'yokha. So it turns out that the Rambam, the Ramban picked up on it. He calls it Yesh Omrim. He says there are some people who think that according to Rabbi Akiva, right, you can't do shtita outside of Kachim. He said, nah, that's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Right? Anybody have that line in the Ramban? Or did we read it last time? Did we read it last time? Josh, have it? But if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he's ignorant of it. He doesn't relate to it at all. He just says, oh, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, it's very mechudash. Okay, go ahead. Keep going, Yud Ches. So it's interesting also that he calls it a mitzvah. Again, it's Tavu Bamidbar, it's not an Iser. Kalarotza Lishkot Lo Yishkot El Shlamim. And Mitzvah Zu, Eina Noheges L'Dor. This is all the language of the Rambam. Right? It's not duyuk in the Gemara necessarily, right? The ace heter hanechira. So it sounds like the mitzvah of shchitas basar taiva was caused by heter nechira, right? It sounds like first it was heter nechira, kishayin sov b'milon and sava b'shchitas kulin, elohayu nochron oshochtim, right? And that was just a reality, and then nitztavu that you can't do shchita anymore because it's nechira. Because that's a b'chayim. Go ahead, but it's tabu sham shekish yichnasul aretz te'asar leim anachira v'leyoch lechulin ela b'shchita v'yishketu b'kol makom le'olam chutzazari. You're reading well. Yarchav Hashem v'lo kecha. Go ahead, sorry. V'zabachta b'karecha. And then he repeats, "V'zui mitzvah noheges lishchot ve'achak kakiokal." I'm just trying to show that the Rambam uses language here. Just take the last one, "V'zui mitzvah hamitzvah hanoheges lishchot ve'achak kakiokal." The words "yishchot mitzvah noheges lishchot ve'achak kakiokal" is a quote of himself, right in Perek Aleph. We already mentioned that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchot Shechita, you know, it doesn't just say it's a matir, but he repeats it. Mitzvah says she yishkod ma sheyirtzo lechol basar behema chayvov v'yachar kach yochal. Again, the koteret. Lishkod v'yachar kach yochal. So he says, remember the lishkod v'yachar kach, it's always a mouthful. Just say the mitzvah Shechita. Okay. So he's using language here, mitzvah in the midbar, and he has this tremendous Kiddush that Rabbi Akiva holds half of the din of Rabbi Shmuel. But it's clear in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says he doesn't believe in the Isra Basar Taiva. Right? So it's not an Isra Basar Taiva legabe Shechita. It's what you said. You know, it's like a mitzvah of, it's an extension of mitzvah Shkutei Chutz. So what is it? What's going on here? What is this? The answer seems to be, again, consistent with everything we've seen in the Rambam, and that's why he says, "Vizuhi mitzvah noheges lishkot v'acha kachyochal." Meaning, for the Rambam, the mitzvah of shchita is about, again, upgrading, enhancing, you know, achilas basar. So what he's saying is, you know, once you have, and again, it's not mukhach in the Gemara at all. It's just that the Rambam just understands it that way, right? Once you have the heter nechira in the midbar, you can't equate shkita and nechira. Once it's nechira, then shkita has to be reserved for kadshim, because you're not establishing shkita properly. You know, as a way of, you know, elevating achilas basar chulin, right? If you can do it, if it's equivalent to nechira, so therefore, what you have to do is, you know, once there's nechira, right? You can't equate it with shchita, so then shchita has to be reserved for kachim. That's what he says. And that's why he's quoting, again, we'll talk about Shutei Chutz, but obviously he holds, this is true for Rashi as well, and for the Ramban after he comes back to it. If the din of Shutei Chutz was exclusively a din, maybe there are two dinim of Shutei Chutz, of the status of kachim, that's what is Shutei Chutz? How could you explain Shutei Chutz? How would you we were thinking about Shmita Chodesh. Tani. Okay, that's relevant to this, to what we're saying now or not? Could be. As opposed to, I mean, missing an opportunity, let's say. Either missing an opportunity or consider that you're bypassing, like ignoring it, right? As opposed to, what? Well, here you are, in a way, undermining Shechita Skula, but that's also part of the opportunity at a point. We'll see in a moment. I would say there are different ways you could explain the Isra of Shechita Skula. The simplest way, or the narrowest way to understand it, and this is the way that some Rishonim understand it, right? Is that Shechita Skula is a din of what? What's the narrowest way? The most limited way? It wouldn't apply to here at all. Exactly. It's noveya from the status of chatzis shel kadosh. You have a korban. So if you're shech the korban chutz, it's a zilzul and a pagam in the kedushas hakorban. The korban needs pnim. It needs pesach ol moed. You're mezalzel and pogam the kedusha if you take it out of the azara. And if you don't treat kachim like kachim, that's a simple pshat of shkutei chutz. But then it only applies to kachim, right? It doesn't apply, you know, to basar chulin b'midbar, unless you think that basar chulin b'midbar is somehow omeid or implicitly omeid or implicitly actually kachim. Could you say such a thing? The Ran has the strongest formulation of that. And he makes it seem like an umdana, too. Meaning, oh, you know what you should be doing here, so your basar taiva is implicitly kachim, show the shkute chutz. Okay, that's a radical view. We're going to get back to that. Rajba has a more moderate view of it, right? But at the end of the day, you know, that, and that's kind of what the Bali Tosis were saying. Right? Rashi quotes a pasuk of Shmutei Chutz. Rashi seems to say that this whole sugya, or the Rabbi Shmuel part at least, is connected to Shmutei Chutz. So Tosis says, what does that have to do with Shmutei Chutz? Shmutei Chutz is limited to kachim. Meaning, you have a chefta shel kedusha, it has to be treated a certain way, and you are, you know, savaging that, you know, by treating kachim like chulin. There's another way to look at shkutei chutz. I mean, there are a few ways to look at shkutei chutz. Right? Let's say closely related. Kind of an interesting way to look at it. That it isn't the din and the cheftza of kachim per se. It's the tishtusha tchumim, one might say, itself. Meaning, treating or mixing up or not acknowledging the separate boundaries of chulin and kachim is the problem of shkutei chutz. In a way, and this is what somebody asked me the other day, in a way, if you say that, then shkutei chutz and chulin bazara are like two different dinim, but they're two sides of one conceptual coin, one might say. Right? Chulin bazara, you're treating chulin like kachim. Right? Again, another way to look at Chulin Bazara, just like a way of looking at Shkutei Chutz, is to say it's a parallel but an opposite din, meaning it's about, like, how can you bring this Chulin into the Azara and you know, treat it like a korban? You know, that's also a pagam in Kedusha. When you take Kedusha and you treat it like Chol, that's one. When you take Chol and treat it like Chol, it's also a pagam in Kedusha. But what I'm saying now is more than that. The din of Shkutei Chutz and the din of Chulin Bazara are really one halacha. Okay. Because the real mechayev is the confusion or the intentional mixing of kodesh and chol. But even that doesn't apply. That would explain overlaps to Chulin Bazara. But it would have plain Basar Taib, unless, again, you take some view that this really is Omed Lekadshim or is implicitly Kadshim. Either of those views doesn't make sense. But there's another possibility, third possibility. I think that's what you were saying, right, Tani? Namely, Shkutei Chutz isn't about Zilzul Kadshim per se, meaning Chavtza Shel Kadshim or something that, you know, but it's about kind of the lost opportunity. Here you have, of course, Kol Shekein, when you have Kadshim and you take it out of the Azara or you treat it like Chulin, right? So, you know, you are kind of Kum Va'asei, you know, bypassing, ignoring, you know, and slapping in the face, you know, the opportunity of being Makar V'Korban properly. In addition to whatever Psul Yotze and other things, those maybe are Noveya from the Kedusha of Chefza. But, however, let's say there are other circumstances, you know, which also are more diluted. Again, you can't compare it to Kachim itself, but let's say a more diluted case where the opportunity of Kachim is there and you kind of thumb your nose at it. Right, you turn your back on it. Right? Maybe that's also a form of Shchutei Chutz. So if you have Kiruv Makom, right, in the Mishkan, everybody's, you know, like it's a hop, skip, and a jump to, you know, to the Mishkan. It's almost like you're, you know, proclaiming that you don't want to eat Kadshim or you don't want the opportunity of bringing a Korban. Right? Maybe that's also a kind of Shchutei Chutz. Not a Shchutei Chutz of a Chavtza Shel Kadshim, but a Shchutei Chutz of ignoring and therefore almost like Kuv V'Aseh, almost, you know, rejecting the opportunity of Shchutei Chutz. So in a way, it could be that's what Rashi has in mind. Yeah.
The fact that the Makor that the Rambam brings for Chulin Bazar is Ki Yarchik Mucham Makom,
yeah,
seems to be a mashma that's a din Chulin, not a din Kachim, meaning it's not digression from Kachim, it's a din Chulin. But also, it seems to be mashma. It also seems to be mashma that, according to that, then Rabbi Akiva would hold that in the Midbar if he did Nechira in the Azar, that wouldn't be a lot.
In the Midbar. No, I'm not saying anything about the Rambam Chulin Bazar. I'm just saying.
No, I think it supports the point. It's in Shechita in the Rambam Makom.
I think the Rambam. I'm saying what I'm saying for the Rambam is a little bit different. What I'm saying for the Rambam is that this is a. You can quote the Pesukim of Shechita, but it's even like a little bit step one removed from Rashi. Meaning for Rashi, and again the revised, you know, Ramban and so on, they say, oh, Rashi seems wrong, but there's evidence for Rashi, you know, so maybe we have to work a little harder. I think what they're suggesting is this idea, namely that you've ignored the opportunity of Kachim when it's readily available, that's Shkutei Chutz, albeit maybe not on the exact level of the Shkutei Chutz when the animal's already, you know, subject to Kedusha. For example, what will be the din? Again, we'll have to finish with this on Tuesday. Is it clear that according to Rashi, or let's say this way, according to the Rishonim, who, you know, reluctantly accept some form of Rashi, is there kares for Shchutei Chutz in the Midbar? Hard to know. Is it dafka ba'achila? Or is it even b'shchita alone? Right? If it's a real Shchutei Chutz, there should be kares, and it should be shchita b'li achila. Right? If it's a more, you know, if we acknowledge for whatever reason that it's a second level shchutei chutz, let's say, or even a more moderate shchutei chutz, you know, maybe there's no kares, and maybe you require achila. Again, the sugya, it's not clear that the shchita alone, you know, is problematic. You know, hitir, you know, isn't on the Shechita, it's probably on the Achila of the Shechita. Right. Now, what I'm saying for the Rambam is that he also quotes Shkutei Chutz language, but I think for the Rambam it's just a little bit more nuanced. And that is that the Rambam, because again, the Rambam isn't in Rabbi Yishmael, remember. The Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Rajva, that's all within Rabbi Yishmael. Right, what the Rambam was Mechadish was, and even Rabbi Akiva, right, who, you know, even Rabbi Akiva has this idea, and that it's connected to the heter of Nechira. Okay, what I'm saying for Rashi has nothing to do with the heter. I mean, it's not true, it's within Rabbi Yishmael, but the point is that you're sitting at the doorstep of the Mikdash, and, you know, and choosing to ignore this spiritual opportunity. That's a tremendous Musar Haskel, by the way. And again, it fits into not only the time of the year, but, you know, it fits into something that we, you know, said many, many, many times. I think it's true, so that's why we keep repeating it. And that is in the world of halacha, which does clearly distinguish between kumbases and sheval tases, right, there also are, you know, gray areas where certain sheval tases, based on expectations, you know, are practically the equivalent of a kumbase. And that's kind of what we're talking about. But that has nothing to do with Nechira. But for the Rambam, I think the twist is, the way he says it, and the way he refers to the mitzvah of Shkita, you know, in the way that he says it, you know, with the quotation marks, is that the Rambam is really saying is that for Rabbi Akiva, once there's a heter nechira b'midbar, so then the twist on this shkutei chutz is, you know, that, you know, if we're not going to allow, you know, Shkita to be treated like nechira. Shkita being treated like Nechira is almost the same, you know, as treating, you know, a korban like Chulin. That's the point. So the Heter Nechira required that Shkita be brought as a kadsha. It's not a din in Basar Taiva per se, but it's also not really fully a din in Shkutei Chutz. It's a din in Shchita and Heter Achilas Basar B'Torah Shchita, Likrat, what is going to be, you know, the final, like, expression of this in Eretz Yisrael, where you're going to have Basar Taiva upgraded with the Shchita, right, that initially, fully, post-Matan Torah belonged to Kadshim. Just that the twist is that for Rabbi Akiva, it's helped along even more by the contrast, you know, to the Heter Nechira. Never going to equate Shechita to Nechira. And we want the Shechita to come, you know, from the world of Kadshim. So they, what better way to do that than to create, you know, this kind of transitionary, especially since it's doable, you know, that's where the proximity part comes in, you know, that this notion of Shkitas Chulin, you know, or that the notion of Shkitas Chulin be'eretz Yisrael, you know, will have its first step in Shkitas Kadshim. That's the tzivui. Understand?
Yeah,
so that's still different than Chulin Bazara, because it's a din in the Shechita, it's not a din in the opportunity, or even in the switch, you know, or the treating the same, or the indiscriminate, we'll call it, treatment, you know, of Chulin and of Kadshim.
Yeah, I just thought it was significant that you might have thought the onset of Chulin Bazara would be the onset of Heter Achilas Basar.
The onset of Chulin Bazara
would be, as long as there's Heter Achilas Basar, there's a din of Chulin Bazara, but it seems to be...
Right, I don't think I have to say that.
Yeah, but no, it seems to be the onset of Chulin Bazar, the onset of Din Shechita.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, we have to stop. So that, I want to just I just want to go through some of the Achronim say about this Rambam, because it's also interesting. I told you to look at the Ksav Sofer. Look also at the Netziv and HaMikdavar. And the Pasuk, also interesting. A lot of Akronim talk about this Rambam. They say different things. But this is what I think it is. And I think it fits in perfectly with his language, which is so different from the Gemara. It is very mechudash what he says. It's, you know, it's all, some people are some Akronim are trouble. Like, who does the Rambam Paskin like? It's clear the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Akiva. He just felt that implicit in Rabbi Akiva, you know, based on everything else, you have this whole, you know, perspective. So let's finish up with the Rambam next time, and then talk a little bit more about Rashi, Tosos, Ramban, Rajba, Ran, right? And then we'll talk about the beginning, the base, and Perushim Shnayos and all that stuff. And then we'll start getting. I'll give you more Marmakomos, hopefully. On the first topics. I gave you some on Shitas Isha.
Is there any similar discussion by Pirchas Erison? It's also
like Kodamak Torah?
No. I meant by Pirchas Erison in terms of, like, if you're marrying two of them,